Welcome to the Influence Community Podcast.
We are your hosts, Danielle and Alyssa.
We talk about all things influencing and the ever-changing industry.
We share a lot of tips, our personal experiences, and how to keep up with the social media space that's always evolving.
We also love to chit-chat and share life updates along the way.
We're so happy you're here and so excited for this week's episode.
Grab your drink of choice and let's dive in.
Hey guys.
Hi queens.
Welcome back to the pod. So excited for another amazing episode this week. We have part two because last week, part one, we barely got through anything. So we were like, this cannot be it. So we just decided to break it up. So we have part two this week of Creator X, and I feel like you guys really liked this episode. So we're excited to share more. But before we do that, our typical updates and influences and whatnot. Also, side note, did you listen to The Toast this past week?
Yeah.
Did you listen Friday? Where it was
Ben and their sister. Yeah, it was really funny. I'm like, this is crazy. They just trusted them to do the whole toast.
Yeah, that was really funny. But
that was cute.
I just thought of that because Jackie's on maternity leave, and I'm like, I feel like I'll probably take my quote-unquote maternity leave like December, because I feel like at that point baby could come like at any time, like really, you know what I mean? So yeah, just update on that for you guys really quick, probably December, so we'll see. But in terms of updates for me, I just feel so pregnant. It's kind of crazy. Like, I finally started to get swollen, and I don't think I've ever experienced swelling like this in my life, but my feet are so swollen throughout the day. Like, if I sit too long or I'm standing, like, they are so puffy. It is crazy. And, like,
does it extra hurt? Puffy.
It could get uncomfortable if you, like, extend your, like, if you're flexing and pointing, like, extending your foot. And, like, it just feels weird. But then at night, my hands, I can't make a fist. That's the only way I can describe it. Like, I think my pinky right now is, like, a size 8. Because
my rings,
like, I have like one ring left on each hand. I miss my jewelry so much. And like, my Aura ring is a size 9 because you, like, I think they say you're supposed to size up. And I've been wearing it on my ring finger. And that's why I think my pinky's a size 8 because which is like crazy. Like,
perfect.
Yeah.
Everyone talks. Oh
yeah, luckily the swelling hit at the very end, which is nice, and I just have to be horizontal or like elevate my feet, or like honestly Andrew has to like rub them and like basically drain them because it is so crazy. So that's like one thing I wasn't really expecting. Another thing I've been experiencing that is so funny, like when I sleep I don't snore. I've never really snored. Apparently when you're pregnant, there's this like opposite thing of snoring. So like when you breathe in, when you snore, that's when you snore, right? But when you breathe out, I don't sleep with my mouth open, so my mouth is closed. But when I breathe out, it like comes out as like this humming sound.
That's like,
I don't
honestly
know if this
so
is the
cute
thing. Like it's like, like just so as cute the exhale, like, and like Dexter aww one morning was so concerned. He got up from his bed and like came over to my side and like was looking at me. He was like, are you okay? Or like Andrew will like bump me, because I told him, I'm like, if I'm making this noise, like bump me and wake me up so I stop. Like, it's so interesting and just so funny, like what your body does when you're pregnant.
Yeah.
And you literally have no control. But yeah, just like trekking along. We had our first meeting with our doula. That went well. I feel like she gave some really good tips on just like labor specifically, and like laboring at home as long as possible. Because as soon as you get checked into a hospital, I guess that's when they basically start counting your time. So then it's like when a certain amount of time passes, that's when they start to try to intervene and make things happen a little quicker, even if your body's not ready. So got some good tips from the doula. Also did a breastfeeding class. That was really good. I wasn't planning on doing that until the doula was like, hey, are you doing this? And I was like, oh, I thought you were going to tell me how to do it. But she was like, you should take it. And it's free. It was a free class. Yeah. And it was on a Saturday for 2 hours. And you just like learn like all the things about breastfeeding, like how to hold the baby, like timing and whatnot, and like just kind of what to expect at the very beginning. So that was really interesting too. So like, dang, there's just so much, honestly. But
yeah, it sounds like it. But I feel like, yeah, you're doing all the things, and
I feel like it's just coming up so quick too, because I have a couple busy weeks at the end of November with just family visiting, getting the nursery finished, like a couple events here and there, and then Thanksgiving with family. And then basically it's December, and I don't know, I was 2 weeks early, and 2 weeks early for my due date is like December 6th. So I'm like
literally
trying to have like my bags packed by December 1st, I think, because yeah, you never know, and you just like want to be ready and prepared. That's where I'm at. Definitely an interesting process. But yeah, what about you? How was San Francisco?
Well, that sounds so exciting. I'm so excited for you. Yeah, I was in San Francisco last Sunday to Tuesday with Meta and Instagram, which was so cool and fun. I spoke there on a panel for some of their Instagram, like in general team, and then it was the edits, like there was like a heavy focus with their edits team, which was cool. I feel like it's just really awesome to see and know that Instagram like truly, really cares about their creators. Me and Alyssa went
sometimes
to like,
you forget that.
Yeah, sometimes you forget that, but like honestly, meeting the people behind the screen, like they were so awesome and nice and so cool. Like, first of all, their office and like all the employees are literally sick, like so stylish. Yeah, such cool people. Yeah, and like I don't know, I feel like everyone was just so sweet and really, really cared what we had to say. I was there with two other creators, and they were just, I don't know, I just have like endless nice things to say about their team. Like, they are so cool and they really, really care, and it's very apparent. I'll say that. Alyssa and I went to something like this for CapCut. It wasn't at all anything like that. Was very strange. And it was like
offices. Yeah,
there was like no travel and accommodation for that. Like, it was just
their team was like on a video conference. Like, they weren't even there.
Like, I don't know. I just feel like comparing it to that with like that TikTok team, like it doesn't even compare, like the levels of how excited Instagram and Meta were to like talk to the creators. And I think like this, it seems like this is a newer thing, and I hope they like expand, like keep doing it, because I think it's so important. And it seems like their team really got a lot of value from everything that like we were saying. So just like honestly makes me feel really confident and good about Instagram as a platform. Like, I do not think it's going anywhere. It is not dead. There is really cool people behind the scenes, like very trendy, very cool people. Like, I don't know, it just like really refreshed my, like, not even that I was not thinking I just feel like it's easy to get wrapped up in TikTok when people are like, Instagram's dead. But honestly, I think it's the other way around. And I saw a video on this earlier, like TikTok is,
I'm like, this is finally
pushing. Yeah, TikTok, I'm not even kidding. Now there's a three to five in a row scroll of TikTok shop ads I get every single time I'm scrolling on TikTok.
My gosh.
It's getting to the point where I can't even go on there because everything is like, I don't get it. And then I saw this video about someone talking about how TikTok is dead for brand partnerships. And I've actually organically talked to people, like people have said that to me, like it's all on Instagram. And I don't know, I just think Instagram is doing a good job with keeping things organic. I love that there's not like some sort of,
it's just like basically thing. If it's not like a TikTok shop ad, then like I feel like return is kind of better on Instagram, because it's, I feel like we talked about this a long, long time ago, but like audiences on Instagram are a lot more engaged in the individual creator versus just like scrolling on the TikTok platform, and like you don't really have a connection to people. Yeah, I don't know. Like,
I agree. I think it's like, I feel like people were saying like TikTok, but I swear it's bouncing back. Like, I really do. And I will just say, like, I think If you are not using edits, like, you should. It's really good. And I feel like there are a lot of really awesome things they're working on is, like, coming out soon. And I feel like they are updating it and it's getting better every week. So definitely look into that. Also, it's free. And I feel like they're going to keep it free. I should have asked them. But I literally pay for CapCut and I'm going to cancel it. Because why am I paying? Like, edits is free and I'm paying for CapCut. Don't know why. So...
I know. Yeah, it's just like annoying PSA. Because CapCut unfortunately has the good fonts and that's
oh
it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I said that. Don't worry. Don't you worry. I very much emphasize that. And
unfortunately,
they are
unfortunately these ugly fonts on Instagram yeah. aren't cutting it. Yeah.
Yes, I did say that. Okay. But yeah, it was so cool. Wow. Seeing their office was awesome. Like, I was like, this is so crazy. Just being in this office, it felt like the movies. Like there's like this you walk in, like there's a million floors, there's a cafeteria, like it's free and everyone has breakfast there. And it's just a big cafeteria with everything you could think of or want for breakfast and lunch and probably dinner. And you can like sit outside and whatever. And I'm like, this is so cute. We had our little trays. I was like, oh my God, I feel like I'm in a movie. And then we sat down for the lunch portion. This was so random. Literally sat down at a table, look over, it's Adam Mosseri.
I literally was just gonna ask you, was he there?
I don't know how to. Yeah. Yes. And the girl I was with, she was so cute. She was one of the other creators that they invited, and she's obsessed with him. And she's like, "You have to come with me. Like, I have to say hi. I have to say hi." So I was like, "Okay, let's go." And so we talked to him, and he was very sweet, very caught off guard. Was probably like, "How do you?" I don't know. He was very humble, and it was funny. It was like, "Wow, I watch all your stories. This is crazy seeing you in person." But yeah, it was super good, and I just. Yeah, again, feel really confident about Meta as a whole, Instagram, edits.
We love to hear it.
Yeah, so that was really fun.
Amazing. Super fun. Okay, well, do you want to share your influence? I feel like it's kind of related, kind of.
Yeah, okay. Also, while I was on this trip, I took I actually had both phones with me the entire time because, oh my God, did you see my stories before I left about the update? I forgot about this.
Like how long it took to... Wait, say your influence first.
Okay, my influence is the iPhone 17 Pro Max, but this has to do with it. Okay, yeah. aside from this, I backed it up the night before I left to San Francisco, and it took 12 hours. I don't know why. I don't know. Maybe if there's bad service.
That's
in my
crazy
house.
Because some last time said, mine takes like 24 hours, especially with the iCloud and all the photos. Like it will take a solid like 3 days to like actually load everything in. So I was gonna tell you, I forgot to respond to your story, but I forgot to tell you that like I was like, I feel like you're on a good pace.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, that's great to know. But I'm not joking you, the second, like I had to leave the house no later than 11:30, it stopped at probably 11:28. I don't know how that timing was so perfect, but I don't know if that's just me. A lot of people actually said that happened to them too. And then a lot of people said that they didn't experience that. So not to like concern you guys, but maybe just in case, leave a good amount of time. That aside,
you just have a lot of 4K videos on then it probably takes a while to just.
Yeah. I have a lot of like things in my phone. So maybe if you don't, you're fine, but I'm pretty close to the terabyte. But yeah, so I had both my phones the entire time just in case. And I got the 2 terabyte also for the 17, but I really do like the 17 Pro Max. That's one I have. I think in terms of video, I think it looks a lot crispier than my other phone. So I do really like it. I think it's a really good quality. I'm doing 4K. I'm just committed to the 4K video. So that's why I did get 2 terabytes. I don't want to have to worry about it, but I do think it makes a huge difference.
Wait, so your old phone was the terabyte? You were close to a terabyte?
I was close. What are you at?
511 gigs.
Okay. So that was halfway. Me until I committed to only recording in 4K and it shot it up like so bad.
Yeah.
So if you do commit to 4K, like you really have to have the storage or you have to be really good at deleting things. But I just like don't ever want to worry about it. So it really shoots it up. It like literally will double it. Oh my gosh. yeah, just a little PSA there, but I do really like it. I've had no issues. And also I was kind of forced to upgrade because my iPhone 16 Pro Max, it was making the weirdest sound. I would talk, and if I was too far away from the phone, I would sound like an alien. So I don't know what was happening, but I had to pretty much upgrade. But yeah, I really like it so far. And Josh and I, we hated our 16s by the time we were upgrading. Like, we just had so many weird issues. Like, it would overheat a lot. It would randomly turn off. It would randomly glitch. Like, I don't know. But obviously, this is brand new. So there should be issues. But
I swear, my battery on my 16, I had it for basically a year now. It dies so quickly. Like, I go through two charges in a day sometimes. And, like, I feel like the touch screen is not accurate. Like, I will touch, like, I'll be doing Instagram stories and I'll like do a tag and then want to move it and make it small, and like it will not pick up me like touching it to move it. Like, I have to try like multiple times, or like, yeah, if I'm like
weird and glitchy.
Yeah
so that's annoying. I like a new phone. Hopefully it stays this way.
Their color choices were definitely interesting. So like, weird. Who is picking bizarre. These colors?
Yeah,
and who's buying?
I do like the back, like, it's cute with the long
the case.
Yeah, it's cute.
But like, please, has anyone bought the orange one? Because I'm confused.
I know, I haven't seen it. I feel like it's cool, and, like, for those like I feel like Sofia Coelho would get the orange one, you know, like that vibe.
Yeah, but like, even the it is blue, very like bold. Why not just make it black?
I know. Like, Josh got the blue. That's literally his favorite color, so it's actually perfect. And it's cute. It's cute for him.
Love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to upgrade mine, but I'm having some issues with T-Mobile that I need to get sorted out. So yeah. I will be upgrading soon, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like
but
it.
But what about all your drafts on TikTok?
Gone. Deleted. Forgot. But I have them on my, so I am trading in my phone, but I usually wait until the very last day that I can, because I just want to make sure there's no issues. Drafts. Yeah. And my drafts are still on there, but honestly, I don't really keep a lot of drafts. Like, if I have a draft, it's drafted in edits or CapCut. So honestly, I'm kind of fine with losing all my drafts. I'm probably not even going to try to save them, but in case I do, I still have the phone. And it's honestly so nice having two phones. I do have my 12 still, so I'm probably gonna just start using it more, because I was like self-shooting in this hotel while I was in San Francisco, and it was so nice having two phones, honestly.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just ended up keeping that one because I think the trade-in was like $100. I don't know, so I was fine keeping
it. Not worth it.
But yeah, anyways, what is your influence of the week?
My influence this week, I was blessed by the PR gods. I got the Rode PR, the new one for Hailey Bieber's birthday collection. And I'm fully impressed, you guys. I have never been on Rode's PR list ever, and I actually buy every single thing they come out with. So yeah, I just feel really blessed. I don't know how this happened. And then when they like reached out, I thought they were just gonna like send a box of like random products, because I have gotten that from them before. It was just like literally a box with like products thrown in, which like obviously still so grateful, love, but like I've never gotten like the full shebang. So I was really excited about that. And the puffer bag, the like big black puffer bag thing.
Like, so you.
I'm obsessed. So chic. Like, it's so good. Just, I just like anything Hailey Bieber does is so chef's kiss. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, how has no one else come out with the MagSafe lip gloss holder? Like, hello?
Maybe she has it patented. I honestly feel like she probably does.
But like, I feel like there's like the dupe phone cases now, right? Like,
yeah, like Temu vibes, maybe. Yeah.
But, like, no one came out with a MagSafe dupe.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Just, like, it's so genius. Because, obviously, if your new iPhones are coming out, you don't want to, like, buy the phone cases and all that. Like, the MagSafe is so smart. And it's, like, so chic. And, like, it's coming in all the colors. And just, like, I don't know. It's just truly, I love good marketing and good products. And I feel like she just really nailed it.
She's a really good team.
Yeah. And even just the products in general, like, it's all just so good. And they sent like the new lip tints, which I'm excited about, and just some minis of the other products, and then the MagSafe lip gloss holder in black, and it's coming out, so I think, in gray and white too. So probably just gonna buy those as well, because why not? They're so cute.
Honestly,
and
that's
phone case for the 17 as well. I don't know. It's just like, it's all so good. I'm just like, this is like genius. Like, I truly appreciate when like brands just like get it, and like everything they do is like just executed so well in perfection. So, that's my current influence. One of the most exciting PR I think I've gotten in a while. Like, I don't know how they select their influencers, but thank you.
Thank you, Rode.
Thank you, Rode.
It looks so cute.
That's like coming out soon. So, 10 out of 10 recommend getting it, you guys. Okay. I feel like we should dive into this week's episode so that we don't run into the issue that we had last week. Okay, so this week we are doing Creator Icks Part 2, just some of our biggest pet peeves, and then to add a positive spin, kind of how to solve them or how to go about them. And I feel like you guys submitted some really good ones too. So first one for this week we're going to talk about is the algorithms changing. It always like feels, once you get the hang of something or you finally figure out your routine or your pattern or what's working, Instagram throws in some changes and then the algorithm gets all weird again.
Yeah, every time. It's so frustrating. I feel like you'll be on such a good groove and then they'll switch it up. Or I feel like the most notable one was when they came out and said that the algorithm now like favors shares or something, where it used to favor in the beginning. I feel like it literally only favored comments. Like, do you remember when it was like comments were the most important, and then it went to saves and now it went to shares, and I'm sure reposts is in there too. But that does affect like the way you create content, because I feel like with saves and shares, it's like you want to create content that someone's going to send to someone else. So it's like you almost have to have that in the back of your head, or even if it's like the caption or something.
It's so frustrating though, because it's just like some people create certain kinds of content that are like, for me, for example, I feel like saves are like my strong point. Like, people save it, but it's not necessarily like the most shareable content. Like, the stuff that I'm sending to my sister or Andrew, like the funny videos, like, that's not what I'm posting. So it's like my content's not getting the shares, because I feel like you have to, in order for it to be shared, I feel like the main component is comedy or like.
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of like very info, like.
But if it's outfit inspo, I feel like people are saving that, not like sending it to their bestie being like, I love her outfit.
I feel like you're saving that. Yes, the normal, like normal outside of content creators, like my sister sends me girls' outfits all the time, actually. So I feel like people are still, but it's like not all the time. It's like she'll send me things like, oh my gosh, I want this like for a conference I have coming up, or like, oh my gosh, I want to wear this on a trip or something like that. Like, she'll send me. So
she doesn't like save that, like save it and like as a reminder to herself, like, oh, I want this for a conference, or oh,
like she'll, I don't know. Yeah. Like, she'll say, I think she'll do both, but like, so yeah, I don't know. It's like both, but it's like funny content. I feel like people who want to recreate things with their friends, or like if you have a like that sort of thing. But
yeah, but I feel like that's like, it's so niche, it feels like sometimes. So it's like not everyone is creating that type of content, and the platform is so big. So it's like, I don't know. I feel personally attacked, and it's annoying. I wish they would like not so heavily value one type of interaction on a post.
And it seems like it changes.
There are so many things you can do with a post, whether you're liking, or you're commenting, saving, sharing, whatever, like reposting now. Like, it's all just like a different interaction. Why do we have to value one over the other? I don't get it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It can be so frustrating. And it's like, if you want to stay true to the content you're creating, it's like, okay, do I pivot? Do I adjust to whatever they're prioritizing? Or do I stay the same? I feel like if you can try to twist your content into, not like in an organic way, you know, but I feel like how we would solve this is just like focusing on your community over trends. So if you have a strong relationship and community that you built with your followers, like it shouldn't necessarily change, obviously, like your engagement, but I feel like it does take a lot to like build that trust with your community to kind of like override these algorithms sometimes. But I think it's just like a good reminder to really focus on that aspect.
Well, and I think it's can be hard too to keep up with, because like you said, like trip content where like besties send their the content because they want to like recreate this on a trip, but it's like you can't be going on a trip all the time, like that's not realistic, you know what I mean? So it's just like, I don't know. It's definitely interesting, and I get like having to adapt and evolve and like, you know, keeping up with these things in your content, but it just like it does get really frustrating, especially because like I guess for me and just the place that I'm personally at right now, like I'm literally so pregnant I can't travel, so like Instagram, what do you want from me? Like I can't even get on an airplane, so like, you know, can't be doing that, or like I don't know. So yeah, if you guys are feeling it, you are not alone.
Yeah.
It's definitely a struggle dealing with the algorithm and whatnot. But I feel like we always say this, like it goes up and down. It kind of is what it is. Like the people who make it past the barrier of entry are the people who just keep going through like, the ups and the downs and like stick with it, even if you're in a low.
Yes. Staying consistent, even when you're in a low. I think that's so important. Like if you need to just turn off your likes, don't look at your insights, and just keep posting.
Yep. And then hopefully the audience that's meant to find you will find you, and that's what I tell myself. So okay, next one is the guilt of taking a break / not being consistent. I feel like we used to feel so just like anxious or weird or stressed if we missed posting a day, or like not sticking to the schedule of like post in the morning, reel at night, post in the morning, reel at night, and like that kind of mentality, I guess you could say. And just like, I don't know, I feel like even the platforms themselves create this like fear mongering like just thought process towards being online and how much you need to post. And it's just like not it. You guys, this past week I went 2 days without posting and I was like, I'm fine. It's okay.
And it's funny because it's like people don't notice.
No, they don't.
I had no idea. It's just people don't actually notice. But yeah, I feel like it's so easy to freak yourself out and be like, okay, well, that's it for me. Like the algorithm's going to start over for me or whatever. I have so many myths, like fear myths in my head that I create about it. And honestly, I still feel a lot of guilt taking a break or not being consistent. I'm really trying to not, but I'm trying to like also play around with, okay, first of all, we post like twice a day, and that's honestly, I'm learning that is a lot. And when I tell people that, they're kind of shocked. So I think if once a day or once every other day, whatever works for you, is great. But I also feel like people love to make these videos and they go viral because people share it. Where they're like, this is the algorithm. You have to post this amount on this platform. And this was someone replied to our story about like, what are your guys' zicks? And someone said like, if they see a video like this, this is their biggest pet peeve and they scroll immediately. And yeah, it's easy to see that and then freak out and then go into a spiral.
Because also, where are those people getting that information? Because
I think they're just like making it up, or like maybe it worked for someone, so they're saying this is how it works. But
I definitely don't think, like, you don't want to take like a week or two off fully. That's like not what we're saying, but like setting a consistent tone where, like you said, we would post twice a day, and like that's actually a lot in retrospect. So like posting, you know, once a day, whether that's a reel or a post, or just once every other day, just finding whatever that consistent routine is for you and then sticking with that. But like, oh my god, I cannot stand when people are like, you have to do this, like, or on TikTok I'll see people and be like, this is what I learned after posting 10 times a day for a month, and I'm like, please.
And also, like, I feel like you lose the quality aspect, and that's more important, honestly.
And like you said at the beginning with the whole meta thing, like like brands are value, brands still value quality.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
And like, that's on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Sorry, TikTok, but it is.
No, it truly is. Like TikTok, yeah, post 10 times a day, but like it's crazy, just random thoughts. But I think that's what the platform is for. But yeah, probably don't do that on Instagram. I mean, maybe if that's very much your personality, but I do think quality over quantity. I always like to think of it as like your contribution score, like what value you're bringing to your audience, because you're going to lose trust if you're just posting aimlessly and too much and it's not a realistic schedule. So quality over quantity. But yeah, definitely get that guilty feeling of not being consistent or like taking a break, feeling like you kind of always have to be on or doing something. I really do struggle with that, but it is different for everyone. What works for one person is not going to work for everyone. And I just feel like consistency really looks different for every creator. So prioritize your mental health, honestly. And just, yeah, quality over quantity is all I have to say.
I feel like pregnancy has definitely forced me to slow way the fuck down and like, I'm okay. Like, it's been okay. I'm okay. Nothing you know what I mean? So it's like a good reminder. And like sometimes during pregnancy, I will just, I'm like so tired. I'm like, I could not put a post together for the life of me, or like, I cannot edit a reel right now. Like some days I'm like, I just like can't post a story today. I just don't have it in me. And it's so funny because like before I was pregnant, I feel like I never had that mindset. So it's just like, I don't know, things just get put into perspective and it's like, okay. And like, I feel like I'm still being consistent and I'm just kind of just slowing down that consistency a little bit and trying to figure out what that looks like. Like I would probably personally, I'm not going to go more than 3 days without posting. Just for me, I don't know, but it's definitely a good reminder, I think, that as a type A, as a super type A Capricorn person, like I'm fine, like nothing's happening to me, you know what I mean?
So
just a good reminder for all of us. And if you do see those videos of people being like, you have to post this amount per day to grow X, like honestly, I'm so close to reporting them. Like, I can't.
Yeah. That's false information, honestly.
Yeah, literally. So, yeah, just don't listen to those kind of videos. It's, I literally hate clickbait. It, like, might be, like, my biggest ick, but
it's just, that's a good one.
People just say random shit for fun. And, like, why? Because they want the clicks and the likes and the views and whatever. And it's just like, but no one's, like, I don't know. Maybe I follow the credibility on Instagram. And so they always post like updates, features, and all that. And I feel like that is my credible source for Instagram updates and tips and whatnot. And if they don't say it, I don't believe it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. The next one is the stress of keeping up with the trends. So I feel like we kind of touched on this a little bit. I think my doorbell rang, if you can hear Dexter, but...
Oh, yeah. That's okay, Dexter.
It's okay. His contribution for the week.
I feel like there's always a new trend, literally always. And I feel like it's really easy to get wrapped up in the, oh my gosh, this trend is popping off and I have to create this right now. Or like,
People are so good at that. And I am like, how are you so on top of it? Because I cannot even stay on top of like my PR. Like I'm like, I got this like 3 months ago, but I feel bad if I don't like share it because like I want to like shout out the brand, but like these like trends go up and people like immediately like are posting it. And I'm like, props to you.
Yeah. I feel like it's probably people who scroll a lot. Like they'll find something that's, I don't know, but yeah, I feel like it is kind of stressful feeling like you always have to keep up, but I think it's also important to remember, like, once again, staying true to your brand. And like, if you don't like a trend or if it's not really like authentic to your brand, you don't have to do it. But
yeah,
I feel like it's the feeling like creativity gets replaced with the speed of trying to like always be on top of the next new things or like the next trends on videos or dances or whatever. I feel like personally, I don't really do a lot of them. I feel like sometimes I'll see like a cute compilation video and then I'll do something like that. But I feel like it's less on Instagram. I don't know. But there's
like some sort of audios. I feel like Instagram is like the audios trend and then people just put whatever kind of video, whatever niche you're in kind of video to the audio. TikTok, I feel like, is a little more specific with like the actual trend and like what you're doing in the trend. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I feel like I'll see a trend and I'll save it and I'll be like, oh my God, this is so cute. I could totally do this. I'll save it, have my idea, and then I'll post it like 2 months later and be so late.
Then it's gone. It doesn't matter.
Like, I still, in my head, I want to do that one trend where it's like, you wear your Louboutin and it's like, oh, you should add more color into your wardrobe. And then you do like the faux pop and it's like the red sole.
The evergreen.
Right. But like that started so long ago. And here I am in my head still like planning this out, like not executing yet. So I'm like,
I feel it. Yeah. But it's okay. And someone said this in San Francisco, like one of the, I think it was a creator, but they were saying how trends are great to participate in. And yes, you get like a lot of eyes and like maybe more views because it's a trend, but it's also not, it's not a piece of content that will make your audience or followers like actually know you for the content you make in some cases. So sometimes they're not all great to participate in.
That's a good point. That makes me feel better.
Yeah. Yeah. So I feel like it's like focusing more so on like evergreen content that represents your brand and building long-term trust over like short-term virality sort of thing.
Yeah. And I think like we were saying at the beginning too, like Instagram is kind of giving YouTube where it's kind of here for the longevity. And like you said, like, evergreen content. So like having really good SEO and like things that people are searching like every season, like, you know, spring outfit ideas, fall outfit ideas, whatever. Whereas like TikTok is just like so in the moment and like all these videos are going to be irrelevant in 3 days.
Yeah.
And then it's like for what?
Like, it's like a good brain rot activity. Like when I'm about to go to sleep, I'll scroll and I just literally want to brain rot. I'm not actually, I literally, now that I'm thinking about it, follow 300 people on TikTok. That's not even intentional. I'm just like not going to follow someone even if I like their, like it takes a lot for me to follow someone on TikTok, I feel like. I'm not like actually building relationships with these creators.
Yeah.
You know, same. I don't know.
I think I follow like obviously creator friends and like girls who post content that's educational to me, whether it's a styling outfit or like makeup videos or things like that, or like maybe travel related stuff. But other than that, I'm not out here just like following people because I liked their trendy video.
Yeah. But on Instagram, I feel like if you don't follow someone, you're not going to end up seeing their content again, which honestly, a great strategy because like it does make you follow someone more on Instagram, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Okay. Next one. This might be my number one ick. I said was clickbait, but actually this might be number one. Okay. Yeah. Creators who don't support back. I literally cannot with this. And it's just like so crazy because it's the same girls who are posting on their close friend stories. Oh, just posted an ad. Please go show some love. And I'm like, you've never commented on an ad of mine, like organically. Like, what do you expect? Like, they just like, I don't know if they're just in their own little bubble, but it's just like they genuinely are not clapping for others. And it's just like so weird. Like it's giving like, I don't know, like I see your posts, but like not going to engage energy. Like why? Mm. This gets me going. It gets me fired up. This pisses me off. Like it's just like if we all, and I think we talked about this in a recent episode, but it's just like, as creators, we all know what it takes. Like, it's hard out there when someone gets an ad and they post it. Like, why not support them and engage. Like, why are we scrolling past it? Like, people shouldn't have to be going on their close friend stories to be like, hey, mm-hmm. just posted an ad, please show some love. Like, I feel like we should just be doing that. Like, I don't know. Yeah, whenever I see an ad, I literally try to comment like 3 times. Like, I try to like same. Comment and like tag the brand, comment like about the product itself, and then just be like, love your hair and outfit. I don't know. Like, it's but just also, weird to me that people can't do that.
Yeah. But also, like, the thing is, I feel like the girls that do that organically aren't the ones who are posting on their stories, right. close friends, because you don't have to. If you are engaging organically with girls in your niche and girls like just girls like you, and honestly, everyone, I don't know, you're not going to need to do that, because everyone, you will get what you put out, I think. Yeah. Like, the girlies are going to show up for you if you're showing up for them. Yeah, I agree.
Like, it just like is just truly the weirdest thing to me that like I will barely see these girls in other people's comment section, and mm-hmm. I'm like, maybe if you invested a little more in the community and like other creators, it would be reciprocated back pretty easily. I don't know. It just gives me the biggest ick, truly. I literally
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of girlies out there who are just not nowhere to be seen in the comment sections, which is like fine, but I just feel like you have to be okay with accepting that's not the energy you're going to be receiving, and people probably aren't going to be reaching out to you to like hang out or go to events or like shoot or even like come up to you at a event, because you're just not giving that supportive mm-hmm. collaborative energy. And I think that's a really important energy to have in this field. Like, yes. I don't know, I feel like it's so important to be making friends, networking, like building really good relationships organically and not just for business aspects, but mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like it's, yeah, we're all busy, but I think you can take like 15 minutes a day just to like organically.
But that's the thing. I feel like, yeah, that's like part of the job is to engage mm-hmm. with your community or those like in your comment section. Like, that's part of it. Or like engaging with the other creators to like maintain that creator community as well. Like mm-hmm. it's all part of the job and it's important. And yeah, when that ad comes up and you have to use the partnership label and the hashtag and the on-screen text and like the copyright free music and like you have to do all those things, like, of course yeah. it's hard, but then it's like, if you're showing up for other people, like, they're gonna show up for you.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, like, and everyone in the influence community, I don't think, has this issue, so we're good. But yeah. If you're not doing this, just your little sign, you should be doing that, because we pay attention. Always know the girls by name of who is like always in my comment section. I appreciate them so much. I will always go back to their profiles and engage as well. But people notice, mm-hmm. and I think people don't realize that, but people really do notice.
Yeah. Yeah. I think at the end of the day, just keep supporting authentically, shining your light, and like mm-hmm. your energy speaks for itself. So it's just like, people know who you are and people know what kind of creator you are. And I feel like there are some creators who unfortunately are known for complaining a lot on stories. So they're kind of attracting negative energy, and maybe they're not aware they're doing this because mm-hmm. maybe they think relatable or whatever. And obviously it's important to share that stuff too, but sometimes there's a line where it's like all they do is complain. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's important to be very aware, like you said, the type of energy you're kind of putting out and what you're going to be getting back based off that type of energy, and just, you know, building those genuine friendships offline as well with creators. And feel like by doing that, you'll find the right circle. And just supporting others without, I don't, like, I feel like there's this hard line where, or it's a confusing line where it's like, you want to support others without expecting anything back. Mm-hmm. But if everyone's doing that, then we would all be supporting each other. And it's just, mm-hmm. I don't know, it's just good karma and good energy to put there without having that expectation of receiving, but because you are putting that good energy, you're gonna get the good energy back, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
So yeah, just don't be that creator who doesn't support back and then goes on their close friend story and says, posted an ad, please comment and engage, I'll go and spam your profile, and then they don't. Like,
Yeah, I can name a few.
So, and that's the thing, you kind of become known for these things.
Yeah.
And I just don't think people are aware of that. So we're just trying to help you girlies out, make you aware, and just be supportive queens, like you all are anyway. And we know that. Maybe for your friends, send them this episode.
Yeah. Fast forward to 40 minutes.
Yeah, basically. Okay. Yeah, I think that one is truly like my biggest egg, because I just like don't understand why. Like, why not be supportive? Mm-hmm. Okay. Another one. We have like two more, I think. The next one is tying your self-worth into numbers. This one's rough.
This one's rough. It's an ick and a pet peeve. It's so common. Yeah, literally. Unfortunately, I think it's just part of the job at some point. Like, you're bound to do it at some point, and then you can like snap out of it. But it's so hard not to compare to other creators. Honestly, it's like a very much emotional roller coaster of analytics, like we were just talking about. The Instagram roller coaster of the ups and the downs. But, and you know what? Sometimes you need therapy for this. And I very much did do therapy around this, because I didn't even understand that I was kind of tying my self-worth into like the numbers, and it was actually controlling my life and making me literally go crazy. If that sounds like something you need help with, I think there's no harm, and it's nothing to be ashamed of to like reach out to a therapist for help around this, because in my experience, my therapist like really helped me separate completely from the numbers. And it's still always there, but I feel like I have the tools, like the emotional coping skills and tools, to snap myself out of it and like calm down from like any sort of spiral I notice myself like getting into from it. So yeah.
Well, it's hard, because like when you're self-employed and you're your own boss, like you're responsible for your livelihood. And unfortunately, a big part of our industry is the insights and the numbers and the performance and the engagement. And then on top of that, if you're signed with management, a lot of the times they're constantly asking you, oh, can you send me, you know, the insights for this post or your profile or update insights for Q4 or whatever. And it's just like, you're just constantly getting slapped with like number. Yeah. And then it's like,
oh, you feel like a number.
And then your manager tells you like, oh yeah, you didn't get this campaign because your engagement is too low right now. And you're like, great. The thing I can't really control, like, great, I'm not good enough. This sucks. Like, and then that's when the spiral starts.
Yeah, and we can't control it. So there's no point in tying yourself to it. I think if you are proud of your content, that's all that matters. And I think truly the brands that want to work with you for your content will.
And that's why quality is so important, because it's like maybe the engagement isn't there right now and you're kind of going through a low. But if you do create really high quality content and brands really like it and they can envision their product in your content incorporating into it, then like that's a brand deal right there.
Right.
Yeah, it's definitely rough and everyone goes through it. It's just kind of part of the job, which is unfortunate, but obviously so important to be able to recognize it and like address it, acknowledge it, deal with it, and like not let it take over your life, because it's hard for us to have that work-life balance to begin with. So on top of that, having these numbers just slapped on your face at all times really is something. But it's just a good reminder on how to solve this, to go outside, touch some grass, get some sunshine on your skin, put your phone down.
Inspired. I feel like we need to start looking other places for inspiration. Honestly, that's what I'm really trying to focus on. Yeah, get re-inspired. I feel like also if this is happening to you right now, like focusing on your community and cultivating more of a connection there with like DMs or talking to people like in your community, posting stories to like connect with your community more is really, could be really good to do. Even if it's just a reminder, like you actually have people here that really enjoy your content and want to talk to you, and like you have a community. But yeah, this one's hard.
Yeah, I feel like that's another thing with pregnancy too. I feel like I've been really connecting with all the other pregnant girlies who are kind of similar to where I'm at in terms of like how far along in pregnancy, and like everyone kind of checks in with each other, and it's like, oh, like, you know, you have a scan today, sending you good vibes, or like, hope, how are you feeling, hope you're doing well, or like, it was so sweet. One girl was like, send me your registry, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's so sweet, send me yours, like, I want to buy something for you of yours. Just like,
that's so cute,
like literally the cutest community. And like, I think too, like, as we get older, we're able to kind of recognize and process the whole analytics situation and kind of deal with it better. I feel like when you start out, and or if you're really young, like, you really put a lot of emphasis and pressure on that, and that's just kind of something you kind of learn to deal with, like, as through the journey. So because we've obviously been doing Instagram since like 2018, we're like slightly less phased than you know, we used to, but still. But yeah, just focusing on community and connection, I think, is probably the best thing to do there. And like, yeah, like you said, connecting and like remembering like people are actually genuinely there for you and your content, and like it doesn't have to be about numbers all the time. So okay, and then last one, this one is just like really freaking annoying, but people just assuming that content creation isn't a real job, or not taking the industry seriously, or I don't know, like at the beginning when I was doing this, like a lot of Andrew's friends were kind of dismissive of it, obviously because they just don't understand it, but that's still rude in my opinion. Just because you don't understand something doesn't mean you should be rude about it. But it's so funny because now that we're married and like they see me doing it and they see like all the work, and some of them have started businesses around it, like it's like so funny. I'm like, oh, so it's interesting.
Just funny people come around.
I'm like, where was this energy when I met you? But I think it's definitely less of an issue now, but it's still like, it still kind of is. And like, I feel like creators feel like this too, because it's like, oh, when people ask you what you do, like no one wants to say influencer. Like, I think
say, what do you say?
I think I say content creator, or like I work with brands do content creation. I think content creator is like the main.
I'll either say social media.
They'll be like, oh, do you do social media, kind of after that.
I usually just say like social media or content creation, but because I still feel weird about it, and I think it's something, but I am really proud of it. And it is funny how it is very much so a job now, and I guess this ick was more so like a few years ago, but it's still there now. Like, I feel like sometimes you'll get like a little chuckle or laugh when you tell someone.
It's better for us now because I think we're in a major city or near a major city with it, but I think girls who are not in New York, Miami, Los Angeles, like any major hubs, I feel like Chicago's in like coming up, Nashville's coming up, Austin, Dallas, like a lot more cities. But like, if you're doing this and you're not located in one, I'm sure you are still dealing with this very strongly, for sure.
Yeah, you're so right. I feel like it probably is something people experience all the time. But yeah, I think we all feel it. It's cringy, quote unquote, but also I think that's another barrier to entry. Like, you have to accept to being cringy and being a little bit embarrassing. But honestly, like, to who? I don't know. I just feel like I don't even think about that anymore. And it's just funny because people really do come around when people used to judge you, like, and then they see how well you're doing. They're like, oh my God, like, can you do this, this, and this for, or like, you know, it's just people really do come around, and it's very funny. So yeah, I think I let go of, when I first started, I felt like I really needed to prove myself, even to Josh. Like, when I first became self-employed, I just like had this like obsessive need to be like, okay, I'm going to prove to Josh and his family that like, this is a job, and I'm going to work my booty off and like get all this stuff. But I feel like I took it, and you know, it was like great motivation, but it was unhealthy in the way I was thinking about it, because they always knew it was a job. Like, I didn't need to prove anything to them, but in my head, I think I was judging myself. So if you feel like this judgment, or you need to prove to someone, like, it, you're actually just proving it to yourself, because you're not taking yourself seriously. So that's actually what you need to work on.
Yeah, I think like at the end of the day, just like owning it with confidence, like when people ask you what you do, if you are like, oh, well, and you're kind of like beating around the bush and like you don't really want to say it and you're acting embarrassed because you are, that's like when it becomes embarrassing. But if you're owning it and you're like, oh, yeah, I do this, like, you know, and you know, you're good at it. You love what you do. Like, you're just like, yeah, I do this, like with confidence. I feel like then people feed off of that. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, oh, shoot, like this girl knows what she's talking about. She knows what she's doing. Like, wow, like that's so cool. Blah, blah, blah. Like, I feel like there's a saying, it's only embarrassing if you,
yeah, I've heard,
or like make it embarrassing, or oh, yeah, if you make it, if you're embarrassed.
Yeah.
There's like something that, like that. And I feel like that really like relates to this. So it's just like, if you own your shit and you're confident in your abilities and what you're doing, and when people ask you what you do, you're like, yeah, I'm a content creator. Like, even if like it's cringy, whatever, when you go home to see the family for holidays, whatever, like at the end of the day, it's like you're responsible for yourself and like they're not paying your bills. So why does it matter to them? You know? So I think just having that mindset around it, and like, even I love when people ask questions and try to understand it, and then they start to realize like what it's like, a type of business and how you're running all this back end business stuff. I feel like they're like really impressed, because like I remember with Andrew's friends, like they would kind of like maybe laugh it off because they just didn't really understand. And then I would be like, yeah, I have my S Corp, I'm incorporated, like I run payroll, blah, blah, blah. They're like, oh, shoot, like, that's like, dang, legit, like you have a business. And I'm like, yeah, yes. Like, yeah, I pay taxes. So I think when people just try to understand it, I really, really respect that and appreciate that. But I think it just really starts with being confident initially when being asked. So having that mindset, so you're, even if you are embarrassed, fake it till you make it. Like, practice what you're going to say when you go home to your family for the holidays and people are going to ask what you do. Like, practice in the mirror what you're going to say, own it with confidence, and like, don't let them question you. And I feel like, yeah, because then you just get more confident that way.
Yeah, like, also our job is literally so cool. I am so thankful for it. I literally thank God and the universe every single day for this job. Like, it's literally so cool. And like, the reality of it is the people who are judging you probably are jealous and want to be in your position. And yeah, they're projecting because they could never put themselves out there. But like, okay, that's not my problem. Like, you're projecting onto me. It's so cool what we do. And I feel like, yeah, I don't know.
And also at the end of the day, it's not that serious.
Like, yeah, it really isn't. Not that
serious. So just remind yourself of those things. And I feel like that will just help you deal with the haters or the people judging or the people questioning you or whatever, whether it's friends, families, coworkers. You know, sometimes they just don't get it. And it's not meant to get begot by everyone.
Begot. Yeah.
So, yeah. So that is our last one. Hopefully you guys related to these icks and were able to help give you info on how to solve or just go about them and kind of deal with them and move on and keep going through this journey in this industry, because it's such a roller coaster and can be so up and down. But obviously we're so grateful for this community and the supportive community, and appreciate you queens so much. So do you want to share our listener of the week this week?
Yes, our listener of the week is Karina. Her handle is at KarinaMaxis. She's one of the girls that answered our story question of what your biggest icks are, and we just love hearing from you girls. So thank you for answering. We really appreciate it. She is also a girly on her Reels grind. We love to see a consistent queen posting videos and everything. So shout out to you, Karina. We appreciate you.
Yes, thank you. We love interacting with you guys in the DMs, having conversations, answering questions, all the things. And we are super, super grateful for that. So I think that's pretty much it for this episode. As always, thank you guys for listening. We appreciate it and love you guys so much and hope you have an amazing week. I can't believe it's like November's already flying by so fast.
Yeah, it's time
to start that holiday grind if you haven't yet. I feel like we'll probably talk about that in an episode or two. So yeah, we love you guys and we will chat in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.